News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, our fabulous producer. We very much appreciate all his hard work and his help. As soon as this interview is done, go to WKOK.com, click on our on-air segment, click on WKOK Sunrise, and guess what? The podcast page is right there, and we would just love for you to listen to the show once again. In the studio with us now, Andrea Tufo is back, Executive Director of the Donald Heater Community Center, with the center for 20 years. Is that the right number?
That is correct. Good morning.
Holy smokes. You're a veteran there. Two decades.
Think I am. Yeah.
2 decades. Wow. Okay. So Donald Heater Community Center, real briefly, what is the Heater Center, if folks aren't familiar with that?
We are a small nonprofit in Lewisburg that has a big impact and serves a lot of people. We have an after-school program, summer camp, before-school program, youth leadership, STEM program, youth art programs. We do a lot of adult programming. We are a social organization more than anything.
All right, where kids can go, young people can go there, ages, what, zero?
Typically 5 to 13, and then after they're 13, they can start to become junior counselors and then train to become, for job skills, to become adult counselors.
All right, fabulous. So Donald Heater Community Center, a lot of people think of it as just a cinder block place that's painted wildly up in Lewisburg, but it is a hub for a lot of activity and a lot of events, and a lot of learning goes on there, and just a ton of fun as well. Well, you brought with you three individuals who are well familiar with the Donald Heater Community Center. Michaela Huff is here. She's 13. She's been attending the program since she was 6. Her mother attended the programs when she was a child, as did her 4 siblings. Her older sister, Lauren, is now a junior counselor at the Donald Heater Community Center. So, Michaela, thank you so much for coming in. Say thank you. How about that?
Thank you.
There we go. Perfect. All right. I know you know how to talk. Is this correct? You are a natural-born communicator?
Yes.
All right. Typically. All right. Fabulous. So I'm going to have some long questions for you coming up, and you'll get to answer those. And next to you is Nathan Mattern. He's 15, been attending since he was 5. His grandmother used to work at the Donald Heater Community Center. Who is your grandmother?
Emma Jean Mattern.
Okay. So, and she was once a worker there. You are our junior counselor, so you are somebody who went from a youngster to a counselor at the center, right?
Correct.
All right, fabulous. Graduated from camper to junior counselor in 2017. He's going to talk about somewhat watching kids grow, and I don't mean just getting taller, so we're going to talk about that. And directly across from me, Julia Opperman is here. She is 11, been attending the summer day camp and occasionally after school programs since she was 5 years old, ever since you were a kid, right?
Yep.
All right, and you're 11 now, so you're going to be a counselor someday, you think, maybe?
Yes, probably.
All right, fabulous. What do you like about the Donald Heater Community Center? What's the great connections that you build there?
The great connections that I build there are meeting so many people, from little kids to older kids, and just hanging out with them, having fun, playing in the gym with them, sitting with them at lunch, talking, having good conversations, and being role models for little kids.
Wow, super. Wise beyond your years. We appreciate that. Nathan, you have watched Julia grow up a little bit.
Yeah.
So tell me about this. Even over the course of the summer months, you see some of the younger kids, you know, the 5, 6, 7-year-olds, come out of there bigger and better people. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so one thing I've noticed now that I'm kind of on the other side as a junior counselor is that One thing I really like is getting to watch the kids learn, and that's something that, you know, we've kind of always pushed for, is teaching the kids lessons and life skills and, you know, how to be functioning members of society and how to, you know, be good friends and be good people. And that's something that I find is really neat and really interesting, to watch the kids learn and develop and you know, develop those skills. And
and Michaela, you have seen this too, and other folks. You've learned a lot. You learn these skills, resiliency and communication and all this sort of egghead stuff. What's the best thing about the Donald Heater Community Center?
Probably all the people that go there, because they're all easy to talk to and they're all easy to just hang out with and have fun with. And also, Billy makes great food.
Billy's the cook?
Yeah. Billy's our assistant director who, during the summer, becomes our camp cook.
Oh, okay. So there's great food there. Well, how important is it to you, especially during the summer, that you stay connected with other kids? You seem to enjoy that.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends that go there, and a lot of them are younger than me, so I don't get to see them a lot in school. So whenever I go to the camp, it makes me get closer to them and hang out with them, and I enjoy that.
And so there's a thing in schools, they call it the summer slide, where people know a lot, you know, because they're at school, but then the summer they're not exposed to all that books. Do you think that this fights the summer slide, this idea that you're working on, you know, a tiny bit of academics, doing some learning, kind of growing as a person over the summer?
Yeah, I think it does, because we have a library and we have a lot of programs that can help you learn throughout the summer and get better with communication skills and life skills.
Wow. I was just being generous, I thought, with the introduction. We have the smartest kids in the world here, but guess what?
They're pretty fantastic. Michaela and Julia and Nathan represent our Donald Heater campers very well, and they're all pretty great. And they're right. We are building healthy citizens, and we're building great friends, and we're working on, again, the summer slide, making sure that when they go back to school, they are ready for the school year, and they haven't lost what they've learned, but they've gained. Our summer camp program this year, we interviewed teachers and we interviewed parents and said, if you had unlimited resources of time and money, what do you wish you could teach your children? And then we based our curriculum on that, so that the community center once again is filling a gap. And it went from everything, we were really impressed with the list that they came up with, which was everything from emotional resiliency to coping mechanisms to meditation and yoga to cooking and sewing and building. They're actually getting ready to build bat houses, and they've been cooking pretty recently, and they've been sewing away, and it's been great to see that they really love those things.
Well, these are life skills. Sewing. If you go to camp next time, Julia, some other place, you're going to be the only kid that knows how to sew, perhaps. What do you think about that? You're learning some skills that a lot of folks just don't learn today.
Yeah, I think it's great for them, like, in the future, then we can have these skills to know that we already learned them, and we can look back and see that all our counselors have taught us this, and that, yeah, it's just fun to learn it, and everything else is great, and, yeah.
What else have you learned? Somebody said the word resiliency. You said that, Andrea. What do you think about that? Do you have any idea what that means? I have somewhat of an idea, and that's because your good board member, Penn Garvin, who helped set up this interview, said resiliency is one of the things that they talk about. What does that mean to you, resiliency, if anything, Michaela? not too much. Okay. Well, it means this idea that you have a strength that, as life throws things at you, you can handle them. If I handed you two pieces of cloth and said you have to sew these together, now you have an answer, right?
Oh yeah. Okay. So that's pretty cool, because some kids, like, if that would happen to them, they would not know that. But we are learning that, and like with cooking and stuff, you need that in life, and it's better to learn it now instead of having to worry about it when you're older.
Okay, well, yeah. And resiliency, did you pick up anything for that when she was giving that definition?
Yeah, I think that's something I know that as a camper for almost a decade, that was definitely something I learned over time, was, you know, how to deal with things, how to process emotions, process situations. You know, if I'm thrown into a problem where, you know, I need to figure something out, I'm able to, you know, come out of it and figure something out.
And assert yourself and speak up. I talked a little bit about that. Like if somebody throws you on the radio and asks you a question you don't know the answer to, think for a moment and then tell folks what you do know. Is part of that. Okay. Parents a little bit more involved this year than maybe in previous years?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we're really lucky that we have strong family units that support the community center and are involved. And I think by asking them, what do you want your children to learn? they became more involved in the center, and they look at the community center as an extension of their family. It's a place where their children go and are safe and are learning and are having fun and make sure that their summer vacation remains a summer vacation. You know, ultimately, we want them to be safe and we want them to learn, but we also want to make sure that they're having fun. And so our families are our partners, and we make sure, just like our teachers are, they're our partners. They make sure that we all work together to make sure that it's happening. And I think that that bond just became stronger this summer.
All right. Well, Andrea says the three key words are learn, fun, and safe. But for you guys, what are the three key words that describe the Donald Heater Community Center? Julia, what's a key word? One word.
Fun.
Okay. Nathan?
I'd say probably learn.
Okay.
Friendly.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you all so much for coming up here today. Believe it or don't, 10 minutes goes by in the blink of an eye. So we appreciate you coming up. We'll give you the last word. Make sure contact information is part of that.
Well, thank you for having us. And we encourage people to come learn about the community center. And you can find us on Facebook or on our website, donaldheater.org, or visit us at 100 North 5th Street in Lewisburg.
All right. Anybody know who Donald Heater was by chance?
He was a police officer.
That's right. Very good. Good. Yes, died in the 1972 flood, I believe.
That
right.
was Chief Huffnagel.
Oh,
actually.
Okay. I'm
Donald
blending
Heater
my...
died a few years later. But what was great about Donald Heater was when the town was telling kids what they couldn't do, Donald Heater stepped up and said, "What can we tell them they can do?" And born was the community center.
All right. Yeah. Super police chief from Lewisburg. Thank you all so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.